So, have you got any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, me and my mates are going to this activity centre in the mountains.
Oh, yeah?
You can do all kinds of things. It's a new centre. It sounds great. We're going to go dirt boarding.
What's that?
It's like skateboarding or snowboarding. You have a board or deck to stand on and wheels. They're pretty strong because you go down rough mountain tracks on them. Steep, rough mountain tracks.
Ooh, sounds a bit risky. Have you done it before?
No, but I've done similar things. Anyway, we're also going to go canyoning. Before you ask, that's when you jump and swim down a river canyon. You have to use ropes and special equipment. And maybe we'll go whitewater rafting too.
Phew! It sounds far too difficult to me.
They have lots of things that you could do too. Like zip wiring, you know, when you go along a wire through the trees or down a mountain.
Go down a mountain? On a wire?
It's really easy and exciting too. You just have to hold on and enjoy the ride. Or there's bungee jumping.
Jump off a bridge on a long elastic band? Me? You've got to be joking. Anyway, I'm going away this weekend too. Thank you for asking.
I was going to ask. So where are you going?
Paris! I'm so excited!
Paris, wow!
Yeah, it'll be brilliant. We're going to do all the sights, like go up the Eiffel Tower and take a boat along the River Seine and see the old parts of the city. It looks so beautiful in the photos. And then there are all the art galleries. You know how much I like art. I can't wait to go round the Louvre and see all those famous paintings.
I think the famous Impressionist paintings are somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. They're in the Musée d'Orsay. We're going there too. And then I want to go to the Rodin Museum and see that famous statue. You know, the thinker?
Mm.
And of course, if we're in Paris, we'll just have to go shopping. Or look at the shops at least. And then there's the restaurants. Just think, French food.
You've got a lot planned for one weekend.
Oh, we're going for 4 days, actually.
Oh, 4 days. Very nice. And who are you going with?
Oh, just a friend. So, have you got any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, me and my mates are going to this activity centre in the mountains.
Oh, yeah?
You can do all kinds of things. It's a new centre. It sounds great. We're going to go dirt boarding.
What's that?
It's like skateboarding or snowboarding. You have a board or deck to stand on and wheels. They're pretty strong because you go down rough mountain tracks on them. Steep, rough mountain tracks.
Ooh, sounds a bit risky. Have you done it before?
No, but I've done similar things. Anyway, we're also going to go canyoning. Before you ask, that's when you jump and swim down a river canyon. You have to use ropes and special equipment. And maybe we'll go whitewater rafting too.
Phew! It sounds far too difficult to me.
They have lots of things that you could do too. Like zip wiring, you know, when you go along a wire through the trees or down a mountain.
Go down a mountain? On a wire?
It's really easy and exciting too. You just have to hold on and enjoy the ride. Or there's bungee jumping.
Jump off a bridge on a long elastic band? Me? You've got to be joking. Anyway, I'm going away this weekend too. Thank you for asking.
I was going to ask. So where are you going?
Paris! I'm so excited!
Paris, wow!
Yeah, it'll be brilliant. We're going to do all the sights, like go up the Eiffel Tower and take a boat along the River Seine and see the old parts of the city. It looks so beautiful in the photos. And then there are all the art galleries. You know how much I like art. I can't wait to go round the Louvre and see all those famous paintings.
I think the famous Impressionist paintings are somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. They're in the Musée d'Orsay. We're going there too. And then I want to go to the Rodin Museum and see that famous statue. You know, the thinker?
Mm.
And of course, if we're in Paris, we'll just have to go shopping. Or look at the shops, at least. And then there's the restaurants. Just think, French food.
You've got a lot planned for one weekend.
Oh, we're going for 4 days, actually.
Oh, 4 days. Very nice. And who are you going with?
Oh, just a friend.
Good morning. Today, we're going to talk about theme parks. And we're going to hear from Andy Wells, who has written a guide to theme parks around the world. Welcome to the programme, Andy.
Hi, it's good to be here.
You really have a dream job, don't you, Andy? Flying around the world all the time, visiting adventure parks.
Well, yes, it's pretty exciting, but it's really hard work too, you know?
I bet. So, what's the number one theme park in the world?
That all depends what you're looking for. In terms of numbers, it has to be Magic Kingdom at Disney World in Florida, the most famous theme park. But the most popular park for people who like adventure rides is Cedar Point in Ohio, USA. It has the biggest number of roller coasters in one park, 17.
Whoa.
And 3 water rides. There are lots of other attractions, too. Last year, they introduced 50 animatronic dinosaurs. You know, life-size models that move and look real.
Cool. Have they got anything lined up for this year?
Yeah, there's a new roller coaster called the Gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it's not a roller coaster. It's a wing coaster. It'll be the biggest in the world.
What's a wing coaster?
With a normal roller coaster, you are sitting on a seat with the track under you.
Mm-hmm.
With a wing coaster, the seats kind of stick out at the side, so the passengers have nothing below or above them. You feel as if you're flying.
So it's more frightening?
More exciting. Way more exciting.
What other attractions have you seen recently?
I've just been to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at the Islands of Adventure in Orlando, Florida.
Ah.
It's great. You know those shops that sell magic sweets and things in the Harry Potter books?
Uh-huh.
Well, they have those, just like you've imagined. There's a fantastic tour of Hogwarts School where you meet characters from the books. It's so well done.
Right. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
In your book, you have a lot of theme parks in Asia, too. Can you tell us about them?
Sure. Tokyo has had a Disneyland for quite a long time, which attracts a lot of people.
Mm.
Ocean Park in Hong Kong has also been going for a long time. That has a lot of marine animals, as well as rides. Lotte World, a huge park in South Korea, has the world's biggest indoor theme park.
Yeah.
And then there's Universal Studios in Singapore. That's expanding with additions to its New York street section. There's going to be a Sesame Street dark ride. A dark ride's a ride inside a building.
I see. New York in Singapore?
Yeah, it's weird, but it works. But the place to watch at the moment is China. They're really expanding. Lots more parks will open in China in the next few years, including another one with dinosaurs in the north and Ocean Kingdom in the south. That will have the world's longest roller coaster and tallest Ferris wheel, as well as boat rides and a nighttime zoo. Oh,
wow. So that's opening soon?
Yes, this year. I'll be there.
Have a ride. Good morning. Today, we're going to talk about theme parks. And we're going to hear from Andy Wells, who has written a guide to theme parks around the world. Welcome to the programme, Andy.
Hi, it's good to be here.
You really have a dream job, don't you, Andy? Flying around the world all the time, visiting adventure parks.
Well, yes, it's pretty exciting. But it's really hard work too, you know?
I bet. So, what's the number one theme park in the world?
That all depends what you're looking for. In terms of numbers, it has to be Magic Kingdom at Disney World in Florida, the most famous theme park. But the most popular park for people who like adventure rides is Cedar Point in Ohio, USA. It has the biggest number of roller coasters in one park, 17.
Whoa.
And three water rides. There are lots of other attractions, too. Last year, they introduced 50 animatronic dinosaurs. You know, life-size models that move and look real.
Cool. Have they got anything lined up for this year?
Yeah, there's a new roller coaster called the Gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it's not a roller coaster. It's a wing coaster. It'll be the biggest in the world.
What's a wing coaster?
With a normal roller coaster, you are sitting on a seat with the track under you.
Mm-hmm.
With a wing coaster, the seats kind of stick out at the side, so the passengers have nothing below or above them. You feel as if you're flying.
So it's more frightening?
More exciting. Way more exciting.
What other attractions have you seen recently?
I've just been to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at the Islands of Adventure in Orlando, Florida. It's great. You know those shops that sell magic sweets and things in the Harry Potter books?
Uh-huh.
Well, they have those, just like you've imagined. There's a fantastic tour of Hogwarts School where you meet characters from the books. It's so well done.
Right. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
In your book, you have a lot of theme parks in Asia, too. Can you tell us about them?
Sure. Tokyo has had a Disneyland for quite a long time, which attracts a lot of people.
Mm.
Ocean Park in Hong Kong has also been going for a long time. That has a lot of marine animals, as well as rides. Lottie World, a huge park in South Korea, has the world's biggest indoor theme park.
Yeah.
And then there's Universal Studios in Singapore. That's expanding with additions to its New York street section. There's going to be a Sesame Street dark ride. A dark ride's a ride inside a building.
I see. New York in Singapore?
Yeah, it's weird, but it works. But the place to watch at the moment is China. They're really expanding. Lots more parks will open in China in the next few years, including another one with dinosaurs in the north and Ocean Kingdom in the south. That will have the world's longest roller coaster and tallest Ferris wheel, as well as boat rides and a nighttime zoo. Oh,
wow. So that's opening soon?
Yes, this year. I'll be there.
Have a ride for